The Shy Man. Ah, good Master Gwillet, that you may a knowed, were a bred up at Coombe, and went little abroad, and if a got in among strangers, a felt his poor heart in a twitter, and ready to melt. Or if be ill luck, in his rambles, a met with some maidens a titterin, a burned wi' a hat that shot all drew the limbs on, and left a cold sweat. The poor little chap were so shy, he were ready to drop and to die. But at last, 'twere the lot of the poor little man to fall deeply in love, as the best of us can. And 'twere no easy task for a shy man to tell such a dazzling fair maid that a loved her so well. And one day, when a met her, his knees nearly smote one another. And then, wi' a struggle, he brought a few words to his tongue, wi' some more in his throat. But she, without doubt, could soon find from two words that come out, six behind. So at length, when I found her so smiling and kind, why, I wrote her some lines for to tell her his mind. Though 'twere then a hard task for a man that were shy to be married in church wi' a crowd standing by. But I told her, one day, I have housing and lands. We could marry be license if you don't like bands. And I covered his eyes up wi' one of his hands, for his head seemed to swim as he spoke, and the ire looked so dim as a smoke. Well, I found a good neighbour to go in his place for to buy the gold ring, for he hadn't a face. And when I went up for to put in the bands, it had shaken his legs and had shaken his hands. Then they asked for her name, and her parish, her town, and I gave him a leaf wi' her name a wrote down, for he couldn't have told him outright for a pound, for his tongue were so weak and so loose, when I wanted to speak, 'twere no use. So they went to be married, and when they got there, all the folk were a-gathered as if 'twere a fair, and I thought, though his place mid be pleasing to some, he could all but a-wished that he hadn't a-come. The bride were a-smiling, as fresh as a rose, and when I come wi' her and showed his poor nose, all the little boys shouted and cried, "There a goes! There a goes!" Oh, for his part, I felt as if the poor heart on would melt. And when they stood up by the chancel together, oh, a man might have knocked him right down wi' a feather. It had feel so ashamed that I thought, I would rather he weren't the bridegroom, but only the feather. But though 'tis so funny to see him so shy, yet his mind is so lowly, his aims be so high, that to do a mean deed, or to tell one a lie, you'd find that he'd shun more behalf than to stand for folks' fun or their laugh.